Welcome back to Torah 101. We are in the parasha called Emor, which means speak to the Kohanim, the priests. Leviticus 23. We come to the seventh day on God's calendar, the seventh appointed day at the end of the harvest, called Sukkot, or Tabernacles, the Feast of Tabernacles. Verse 33, Leviticus 23, Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell the people of Israel, on the 15th day of this seventh month is the Feast of Sukkot for 7 days to Adonai." The word Sukkah or Sukkot means booth or booths. These were temporary shelters, not tents, but actually detached little huts, the type of structure that was used for shelter and to live in during the 40 years in the wilderness. Temporary shelters. The tabernacle in which God allowed his presence to be manifested was one big sukkah. He lived with his people those 40 years. Nobody was lost or wandering in the wilderness. God was leading. Man hadn't dwelt together with God in that way since the Garden of Eden. God's desire has always been to live with us. So the Feast of Sukkot every year was to commemorate that. Time in the wilderness, alone with God, living together with him. Like Passover, Sukkot is an eternal holiday. Get to know it now, because you will be celebrating this holiday on into the kingdom age. We read in Zechariah 14, verse 9, it says, "The Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, the Lord is one, and his name one. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts," and notice, "to keep the feast of Sukkot," or tabernacles. That's speaking of the Messianic age, when our Messiah will rule and reign from Jerusalem. The Feast of Sukkot every year, people coming in from around the world to dwell together in the city of the great king with the great king. This is what the disciples were asking for when Yeshua taught them to pray. They would pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Dwelling together on the earth, the future, Sukkot, in Jerusalem. The description continues here in Leviticus 23, verse 35. On the first day, there is to be a holy convocation. Do not do any kind of ordinary work. For 7 days, you are to bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. On the eighth day, you are to have a holy convocation and bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. It is a day of public assembly. Do not do any kind of ordinary work. These are the designated times of Adonai. Take note of that and the wording. These are the designated times. These are the holidays. These are the days that are supposed to be observed year after year. They're His days. Verse 39, but on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered the produce of the land, you are to observe the festival of Adonai 7 days. The first day is to be a complete rest, and the eighth day is to be a complete rest. So the festival would last 7 days, culminated with an eighth day of rest after. A significant event took place on the last day of Sukkot, back in the first century. Of course, Yeshua celebrated Sukkot, and we are told that He went up to the festival, though He did so secretly. But there in the temple in Jerusalem, at the end of Sukkot, they would read certain passages during the celebration. One key passage at the end of Sukkot that was read is found in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For God the Lord is my strength and song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And the water would pour down during the ceremony, symbolically representing this water of joy from the wells of salvation. And the word salvation that is used here in Hebrew is Yeshua, the same word as the name Yeshua. So they are announcing this passage, reading it aloud, and there's the name Yeshua about the water of joy from the wells of salvation. And what did Yeshua say? John chapter 7, verse 37, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Yeshua was not yet glorified. Very important connection. The promise of the water of the Holy Spirit coming from Yeshua on the very last day of Sukkot. Why don't Christians recognize Sukkot or even know what it is? They just haven't been taught. The pastors haven't even been taught the connection. But what a day it should be to celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit. Yeshua did. He recognized it. The followers of Yeshua should follow him, right? Sukkot, tabernacles, get to know that holiday. Verse 40, on the first day you are to take choice fruit, palm fronds, thick branches, and river willows, and celebrate in the presence of Adonai, your God, for 7 days. Palm fronds, the waving of the palm fronds, the roofs of the little booths were to be covered or thatched with palms and myrtle branches and willow branches. You were to be able to see through at night, so you could see the stars and remember how God has delivered us and has preserved us. Now God has provided for us, just like they did in the wilderness for 40 years. The palm fronds were waved on the week before, the first day of the week before Yeshua was crucified on that crossbeam, that first day of the week that is commonly known as Palm Sunday, those palm fronds were being waved because of this passage, because the Jewish people have long known that Sukkot points towards the coming of the Messiah. And so why was Yeshua greeted with palm fronds? Jewish people who were receiving him in mass were saying, set up your kingdom now. Sukkot points forward to that messianic age. You are to observe it, verse 41, as a feast to Adonai 7 days in the year. It is a permanent regulation. Generation after generation, keep it in the seventh month. You are to live in Sukkot for 7 days. Every citizen of Israel is to live in a sukkah. Today, the sukkah or Sukkot, plural, they spring up all over Jewish neighborhoods, especially in Jerusalem and all over Israel, really. But here in the United States, in LA and in Brooklyn, and this holiday is taken quite literally and quite seriously. People do live, sleep in the booths, or they eat their meals in the booths, in the Sukkot. And here's the reason, verse 43, God says, so that generation after generation of you will know that I made the people of Israel live in Sukkot when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Adonai your God. It's to be a time of remembrance. For Jewish people, how we were preserved, how we were led out of Egypt, miraculously provided for in the wilderness. We go back every year to that simplicity of just us and God in the sukkah. But also we understand that it's a holiday that points forward, remembering the coming of the Holy Spirit we just saw. And also from Revelation 21, we read, I heard a loud voice from the throne say, see, God's Shekinah, his Shekinah, is with mankind, and he will live with him. They will be his people, and he himself, God with them, will be their God. This is where it's all heading. God dwelling together with us. The holiday of Sukkot points us toward that day, reminds us that his kingdom is coming to this earth. Torah 101 Daily.